Hello and welcome to Local Matters. I'm Caroline Moore, and today I am chatting with Executive Director Jen Luna and President Justin Blackman of Art Round Tennessee. Their annual event, Art Prowl, is coming up November 11th and 12th. Thank you all so much for joining me this morning.
Thank you for having us.
Glad to be here.
Y'all are both artists, but you work in completely different media. Can you tell us a little bit about your work?
So I'm a painter. And right now I'm doing large scale, landscape paintings.
You say right now, but what have you worked on in the past?
So I used to do wood burning, and I would do large scale and small scale, wood burning, different types of medium, but I don't, you know, necessarily as far artistically, you know, I'm going to try everything. That would be my goal.
Jen, what about you?
I primarily work in printmaking and textile design.
And you have a store here in town.
I do have a studio at 39 West Broad. Yes, upstairs, Suite 2A.
Yes, check out Maple Moon Designs. Jen, did you train here in Cookeville?
So I went to school at the Appalachian Center for Craft, which is the satellite campus of Tennessee Tech, and I studied fibers and textiles while I was there. Yeah, so I learned the basic process while I was there, but since graduating, sort of developed my own way of doing things, so to say.
Why did you go into fabrics and textiles? What attracted you to the art?
Well, I've always been attracted to art in different ways. You know, when I was young, I took some painting classes and stuff like that. But my mom is a seamstress, not as good as Miss Cheryl, but who is though. So, she was sewing. She would sew our Halloween costumes and stuff like that. And so I would go to the fabric store with her, and just seeing all the prints and different fabrics, I was just fascinated. And I think that just resonated as I grew up that I was drawn to it. You know, I practiced a little bit in clay and did some painting, but textiles is just where it was for me.
Justin, did you train at the Appalachian Center for Crafts as well?
So I did not. I actually went to school at Art Institute of Atlanta, and I trained in graphic design early on. And then once we got into print production, I kind of fell out of love for graphic design creatively. And so I always wanted to pursue fine art artistically, so it's kind of where I'm at now.
Is there something about producing art that's tangible with your hands that you enjoy more? Because graphic design, that's all on the computer, right?
Yeah, so I think the illustration side of graphic design is what always kind of turned me on to that. But creatively making things, that process from the idea and then making something with your hands to having a finished piece of art has always kind of been exciting for me artistically.
So you've done woodwork, now you're doing paintings. Do you have any shows coming up, or have you had any showcases this year?
So I just had a show last Friday that was for Art Round Tennessee's first Friday event. So it was the last one for the year. So from June to October, the first Friday of every month, Art Round Tennessee has 4 to 6 artists per first Friday of every month at different locations. So I just did one at Washington Crossings, and it was a great event. We had a really good turnout, had a lot of wonderful art, and a lot of great people come out to support us.
Do you think you'll stick with painting for a while, or do you see yourself going into another medium?
I think I'll stay for painting for a while. I know my wife wants me to stay on painting for a while, too. But no, I've got a lot of good response from it, and I'm doing, you know, I've done really well with it so far. So I definitely think I've got a lot to explore there. So I don't see myself changing mediums anytime soon.
Do you have a studio in town?
I work out of my house, so I have a studio there in my house. Now, I've started to get into very large-scale work, so you're talking like 8 to 7 foot canvases. So I'm starting to take over the entire house, so my wife is being incredibly patient with me, and my kids, they love it. They honestly, I don't know if they grasp what's going on in the house, but Dad is slowly taking over every single room with giant canvases. So it's interesting and a lot of fun.
It's always good to have that support system. Jen, your studio is your workshop as well. This is where you work and sell your merchandise, right?
That's right, yes. Yeah. So I mainly use it as workspace, but I have a small area in the front where for like retail space for people to drop in and shop and that sort of stuff. And it's perfect for Art Prowl because I can just use my own space. It's really nice.
It really is such a cool space. Check it out. It's over by Soulcraft Coffee and Crawdaddy's. It's in a great location.
Thank you. I looked out with that space. I really did. It's perfect.
So what is inspiring you lately?
Lately? Well, nature is my main source of inspiration. But honestly, lately, I'm just inspired by other artists. I know that may sound lame, but it's true. This first Friday that we had last Friday, all the artwork was exceptional. And what Justin's doing right now is very, very inspiring. Not only is it just inspiring because it's so large scale, and I think sometimes that's intimidating for anybody, but also just the subject matter. You should talk about that, Justin, the subject matter of the creator.
Okay, well, so I am not the great creator. That was the title for my first show that I had done. Now, I painted long before I did wood burning, and I just hadn't done it creatively in so long. But that was kind of my, you know, coming out to the world as a painter show. And Great Creator is certainly bigger than me. You know, whenever I get into that creative process, I close my eyes and I honestly pray to God to give me the vision that He wants me to do. And just to let go in front of a giant canvas is a thrill. It's like a roller coaster from start to finish, you know, and you don't want to get stuck on a big project because your mood can change at any time. And then you're stuck on a 8-foot canvas that you may do for a day, and then it may take you 2 more weeks to get back in that same mood to be able to step back in to that same canvas. So whenever I get in those processes, I like to like go and move and not stop until it's done, you know. So it's an interesting process, but I will say it's the most freeing as far as creatively, not limiting myself to anything, you know, of the world, and just being inside my own head and letting it go.
Your works are beautiful. I saw them in July. This was at the Cookville Art Studio.
Yes.
I believe. With Cherry Ritter.
Yes.
And she's great. Y'all had such a great show. What do you do when you feel blocked? You mentioned you ask for inspiration, but does it come in ebbs and flows? How do you guys as artists deal with sometimes a lack of inspiration, if it ever happens?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I always have ideas, but then inspiration, I think, is totally different, and it's quite frustrating. I don't know, sometimes you, like, have that drive to create, but it's like, but what am I trying to create? What am I trying to do right now? And I don't know, honestly, how I deal with it. Just, I do get inside my head very easily. I think we all do. But I don't know, like Justin's work, the creator, I think that's a great way for anybody with whatever they believe, you know, whether it's in God or whatever God they believe in. I think it's very, to just try to connect with whatever that is, like whether it be nature or Mother Earth or whatever, to get back to those roots helps.
And the work can be isolating, right?
It can, yeah. So I recently... And it's funny you asked that because I was blocked. You know, I was wood burning, and at that point I was almost forcing things. So I went back to that illustrative process where I was speaking with a direct message to other people, and I really wanted to get back to like me, if that makes sense. And so I came across this book. It was titled The Artist's Way. It's by Julia Cameron. And in this book, essentially, you do it on a weekly process. So each chapter is another week, right? So I'm on week 12 now. But to start, you basically write your morning pages. So every morning you write 3 pages, no matter what, even if it's the same sentence over and over and over again. That time that you take to write those 3 pages, a lot can happen. And I mean, it's incredible how much that's helped me artistically, creatively, in every way. So every day, there is some days that I don't write, and you know it, you know, it's almost like you creatively are like, oh, I didn't write my pages today, you know, so I'm not going to be able to create. But every morning, writing those pages, and it's really incredible because you are talking to yourself, and it's something that you do in your head all day. But when you put it on paper, it's almost like you can talk yourself right out of a bad idea or talk yourself into a really good idea creatively. So that's definitely something that I would say has helped for anyone that has a block.
I have always been scared to do the artist's way. Have you done it, Jim?
So I got the book because Justin recommended it. I have not started it yet, though. It's sitting on my desk, like, haunting me at this moment because I'm like, I'm going to get to you, but I just haven't yet.
It's intimidating. Can you tell us more about the artist's way in case the listeners are interested or want to get inspired like you?
Yeah, so You know, it's weird. I came across this book on eBay, and I got it for like $350 on eBay. So, I mean, it wasn't, I was just like, okay, I'll see this. And it was, I think the, under the title, The Artist's Way, is like a spiritual path back to creativity is what it says. But that kind of enticed me because I'm certainly a very spiritual person. So, you know, I basically got into that book and throughout the beginning of it, you know, the main bulk of it is talking about the creative way, but there's so many aspects of like the people in your life, dealing with different types of people, being around other artists, or seeing other artists who look like they've got it all going on, you know, and you're not, you know, you're sitting there in the studio trying to figure out what you're going to do next. And you look around and there's all these artists who are moving and creating and doing everything you want to do artistically. And what that book has done, at least for me, has certainly helped me say, okay, you are an artist. You can create and you do have it all inside you. And it helps you kind of deal with yourself, because the reality is when you talk about being blocked as an artist, it's coming from yourself. It's not coming from anywhere else. You could point around and say, well, I don't have time to do this creatively, or I have to work here, so I can't do this creatively. And you can make all these excuses, to stunt yourself creatively. And that's what you're doing, right? So I think with The Artist's Way, and something that the author of that really does press home really hard, is those morning pages. Because again, if you're writing your thoughts down on a paper, you can write something and then look at it and be like, wait, that's not right. Or why am I thinking like that? That's really unnecessary. And it's going to do nothing but slow me down, you know? So I'm not completely finished with the book, but I will tell you that, you know, just from when I started painting in June, to where I'm at now, that certainly has helped me basically just be free of anything that was going to stand in my way artistically. And right now I'm not looking back. So, yeah.
More with Jen and Justin right after the break.
What's so important about shopping with locally owned businesses?
When you shop local, your hard-earned dollars stay here in the community, helping to benefit your friends and neighbors, local schools, roads, and all aspects of community life.
But what happens to my money if I spend it online or at a national chain store?
In most cases, the profits go far away, out of state, corporate headquarters, or even overseas.
It doesn't take any extra effort to shop local. OfficeMart on South Jefferson and Cookeville is your locally owned office furniture and supply store. For over 35 years, they've been proud to serve businesses in the Upper Cumberland with quality and value. You get real customer service too. And unlike shopping online, you can actually see and try out the large inventory of office furniture in their showroom. And when it's delivered, it's not a box on your step. They're glad to install and set up everything. OfficeMart. There's no other locally owned office store in the region. South Jefferson Avenue across from Hardee's. Shop local at OfficeMart.
Hello and welcome back to Local Matters. I'm Caroline Moore, and today I'm chatting with Executive Director Jen Luna and President Justin Blackman of Art Round Tennessee. Their annual event, Art Prowl, is coming up November 11th and 12th. You don't want to miss it. We were just discussing the problems. We were just discussing how hard it can be sometimes as an artist, because not only do you have to find inspiration, you have to carry things out. You're constantly judging yourself. Then you have to put it up so the public can see it, and then they can critique it. It's really hard, right? It's fun, but it's hard.
It's so hard, yeah. I mean, like I was saying, you feel vulnerable all the time. And not only that, just being an artist as a business, like, you're not only creating the work, most of us are also marketing and doing all of our finances and all that other stuff, and it's just very overwhelming.
You're using both sides of the brain.
Yeah.
And I feel like there's a stereotype that artists are super laid back and don't really care, but y'all have to deal with so much and deadlines and putting on shows. It's a lot. Yeah. You're just not necessarily working 9 to 5.
Right, exactly. If anything, it's like way more than that. Yeah.
But yeah, I think the dream life of an artist would be for me to create and not have to do any of the other side, which would be marketing for shows and like going out, putting up flyers, handing out postcards and inviting people to these shows. And, you know, that's part of the side of it that really is a lot of work, you know, but you have to do that. You know, it's part of the process.
It's very outward, but you're already doing so many things inward, internally, working on your media. What was it like to find community here with the other artists? Because is it nice to kind of bond over these things, even if you work in different media?
Yeah, I think having community is really it's what keeps me in the studio. If I didn't have anything or anybody to show my work to, it wouldn't be as much fun. You know, I always my art isn't for me, and I don't like to hold on to it, and I want to show it to the world. So, you know, being able to go out, especially in Cookeville, you know, being in your hometown and being able to go out and show your art to the world. And then having a community come and respond to what you're doing is wonderful. I mean, it's an incredible experience. And I think watching Cookeville grow artistically, just that community, that side of Cookeville continue to grow is just an incredible thing to see and be a part of, you know.
If someone is listening and they are an artist, but they don't really know how to reach out to the community, what are some events that they can get involved in, or Art Round Tennessee, how can they get started?
Right. Well, I think we've done a lot of growing in the past year, trying to make art more accessible to not only artists, but just the community in general. So the First Fridays came back up again this year after not having them for a few years, and I think they were very successful. We had a lot of artists participating, but also a lot of community members there. You know, a lot of people, they were busy and well attended. And then we've got more plans in the future for other events to help artists grow. And like Justin was saying, part of what we're doing with Art Round Tennessee is helping the artists market and get the word out there, because that is the hardest part for a lot of us is, okay, I've made all of this and I want to show it to the world, but how do I do that? And so I hope that we're helpful in that way by helping them put themselves out there.
Can you tell us a little bit about First Fridays?
Yeah, so First Fridays are group shows that we run from June to October, and it'll be the first Friday of every month. And those are artist members of Art Round Tennessee. So to join Art Round Tennessee, it's $25 a year. And that's going to give you a chance to be able to show your work at multiple shows that we have throughout the year, as well as being able to participate in First Fridays. So it is a really great organization, and it's a really good thing to be a part of as far as to get your feet into the community of community arts here in Cookeville.
And you mentioned you have other events coming up other than Art Prowl as well that you've been working on.
Yes. So of course, we have Art Prowl. This year will be our 21st year. And then First Friday is still fresh, but it's going well. And then we are planning, very early in the planning, of a professional development seminar type of thing, so that any creative person, you don't have to be a visual artist, it can be any kind of creative entrepreneur, just someone looking to learn, where we'll have local business owners and creatives speak, and then we'll have a question panel. And so we're just hoping to create more community and give help, you know, emerging people listen to these people that have been in the business for a while and see how we can all help each other.
Yeah, so, you know, creatively in Cookeville, if you are a creator of any kind, there are so many outlets that we have in our community. Art Round Tennessee, of course, who we're here representing for Art Prowl coming up. But there's Cookeville Art Studio, which is a great resource for people who are trying to learn. They do classes weekly, Monday through Friday. So that's a great place if you're just wanting to explore different mediums or have more community. They have a studio in there as well. They do monthly shows. So that's a really good one. And then another great thing to try out would be the Appalachian Center for Craft. So they do yearly, different times of the year, they'll do workshops. And it ranges from intermediate to beginner to advanced courses. And they're all posted there online on their social media. But it's certainly a great way artistically if you're wanting to explore or grow or learn. These are all great outlets, all three of these organizations who are in the community and they're ready for you guys to join and, you know, get more creative.
And it's a great way to meet people, too.
Yeah, it's a really good way to meet people. You know, we've got this year alone, Art Prowl has over 80 artists with over 35 different locations to stop at. So it's incredible to see the growth that's happening right now creatively in Cookeville.
Is this the biggest art prowl in history?
It is. It is a record year.
A record year.
We're very proud of that. Yeah.
Did y'all meet through Art Round Tennessee?
We did, yes. So Justin and I met 2 years ago, I guess it's been, or was it last year? I don't know. Anyway, so we met, his wife reached out and said, we have some ideas and we'd love to meet with you and tell you our ideas. And I said, okay. So we met for a coffee and they have all these great ideas for our community to get the arts more out there with and accessible. And so I said, Justin, why don't you join our board? And because I think you would be really, really great. And he has been. I mean, he started just as a board member, and now he's our president. And in these past 2 years, we have grown so much. And I think it's a lot due to him joining us and guiding us through that.
And I feel like that is especially needed after the pandemic.
For sure.
We've had 2 years of even more isolation than normal. So I'm really glad that we have Art Round Tennessee giving this opportunity to people.
Thank you. We hope everyone feels that way. We hope we're making it more accessible and comfortable for everyone to feel like they can join or just go and enjoy it as an artist lover, art lover. Alexandra?
You know, I think, again, too, that's one of our main goals with Art Round is to connect the non-artist with the artist, you know, to connect the artist and the aesthete. To put those two things together, because I can tell you that if you love art, if you're not an artist but you love art, come to Art Prowl, because I can assure you that between those 85 artists, you're going to find art that you like, that you enjoy, and you can directly not only motivate and help out a local artist, but you can change their perspective just from going out and telling them, hey, I love your work, because that can do wonders for an artist, just giving him a compliment.
More with Jen and Justin right after the break. Hello and welcome back to Local Matters. I'm Caroline Moore, and today I am chatting with Executive Director Jen Luna and President Justin Blackman of Art Round Tennessee. And y'all have your annual event, Art Prowl, coming up this weekend, November 11th and 12th. Can you help paint a picture, no pun intended, of the structure of Art Round Tennessee? So Art Round Tennessee is an organization, and Art Prowl is the event you put on?
That's correct, yes. So I know that it's confusing, and I think that we're trying to make that less confusing by doing more events and offering more opportunities so that Art Round Tennessee is not just Art Prowl. Although it is still our largest event and will probably remain our largest event.
And this is the 21st year.
That's correct, yes.
How did this event start?
So it's my understanding that some local painters here, Adrian Stone, Sandra Boss, and Mary Lee Hall, who is still involved and on our board, just a few local artists got together and decided they wanted to have a show downtown, and it was originally in All Artist Studios. And so at that time, that worked out well because there was only a few artists, but year after year, it grew, and so it grew to be a way for the community to be involved as well, where they started placing each artist in local businesses. And so as the years went on, more businesses and more artists got involved, and so that's how we've gotten to where we are with 85 artists and 35 local businesses, more than that. So it takes place on the west side of Cookeville and downtown, and it's mostly walkable. And then a few artists are in their homes, their home studios, and then studios downtown. But yeah.
And we're lucky that the West Side has continued to develop, and we have all these great new stores and shops where the artists can showcase that people are already familiar with.
Exactly, yes. It's businesses and restaurants that you go to all the time, and they've been very generous to work with us and host these artists, and I hope it's a good weekend for them as well.
How does the organization function?
So it is a nonprofit, and so we have a board of directors, and so Justin is our board president, and myself, along with Emma Levitz, we are kind of in charge of running the events and organizing everything, and we are basically co-directors. She and I are very much equals and do the work together. But we work for them. We work for the board, and we hope that we carry out all their hopes and dreams for making the art community a thriving place.
Because you're a nonprofit, do you do fundraising events?
So we do. We function on sponsorships and donations, and then Art Prowl is free, but it is possible by all the sponsors that we have. And then this year was the first year that we participated in the Community Foundation's Big Payback. We did the Picasso Pinata party.
It was so fun.
Justin and his family made the beautiful pinatas that we used.
They were so funny.
They were great, weren't they? Yes.
Picasso, a pinata that was in the shape of a pig that also was dressed as Picasso.
Yeah, and I think like 2023, like maybe we're looking at like some cows and some sheeps, yes, or something cool like that.
Vermutis.
Oh, I can't wait. Celebrate the livestock of the region.
That's right. That's right.
Yes.
Art and agriculture come together.
Let's go. You know I'm for it.
But our first year was very successful, so I'm glad that everybody's on board to do it again. I hope that it continues to be as successful as the first year.
Can you walk us through planning Art Prowl? How far in advance do you have to start planning? Because you have to get in touch with these businesses, right?
That's right. And so we begin in the summer, like early summer. We put out the application for the artists and give them a few months to get their application materials together and send that to us. And then we also have to reach out to each business. And most of them are returning, you know, they've done it every year or whatever. But we have a lot of new businesses this year. And so we kind of have to explain how it works and what they do. And they're very generous. And then we place those artists in certain businesses. We're very strategic, I think, with what kind of art would fit in the atmosphere of their location and all of that. And that makes it really fun. And we give them an opportunity to request certain spaces. So most people, I think, are happy with their location overall.
Yeah, I think something that's really cool about Art Prowl is, like, not only does it give you a chance to check out community art, but it also gives you the opportunity to kind of go into a business that you may have never been into, you know. And so since we have all these businesses that you can go in, there's a lot of new local places. There's a new bookstore, the new coffee shop, the Exceptional Bean. So there are a lot of these new places that you can go into that you haven't checked out yet. And it gives you a good reason to not only go in there and support community arts, but as well as support these local small businesses, which is also just a great opportunity to kind of get involved with the community.
What is the process? What is the application process like for an artist to enter Art Prowl?
So we just ask that you give us a brief artist bio, basically describing yourself and your work, and then we request a few images of your work. And then, like I said, we allow them to let us know where they would like to be placed. And so we have thus far every year accepted everyone that has applied, because we do want to keep it community and, you know, let everyone that wants to participate be able to do that. But as we continue to grow, we may not be able to do that. But I think that's been good for us to be able to accept everyone, emerging artists or, you know, veteran artists. This is the first year that we have an emerging artist group, and so they'll be set up at the library and at CPAC. So they're younger artists that are just putting themselves out there and starting to sell their work, and so they're working together with creating their own booths at those locations. So I think that has been a really good thing for us.
Is this open to minors as well? Like, if a high school student wants to apply, can they?
Yes. So I think we put the limit on, it was 15 or 16, just so that we could trust that they could get themselves there and things like that. But, yeah, minors are definitely can participate. Yeah.
And that's great, because then you can mentor them as well. And showcasing your work is a part of the process as well, right?
It is. It's a great experience, and I think it's very intimidating. I know I was intimidated the first few shows I did. You know, it's scary. And I was definitely not 15. I was in my late 20s, but I was still really scared. And, you know, it's a scary thing to put yourself out there.
But it's fun, and I feel like artists are always the toughest on themselves. And the community, they're just happy to be there. Most people are just going to love whatever's up.
We hope so, yeah, and just come and appreciate the range and different mediums. And there's just so many great artists and so much great art that I'm just proud of our little community. Yeah.
Yeah, I think, you know, what's really cool about Art Round is you know, our board is a pretty large board. And, you know, I'm going to shout out the names of our board members just so that we know. If you guys know one of these people, go tell them thank you, because I can tell you that they're working really hard to support community art. And they're Matt Kneeling, Larry Taylor, Anna Dunn, Andrea Burkhart, Lori Sewell, Mary Lee Hall, and Bree Flora. Those are all our board members who do an incredible job. And then also I want to note that there's three other people who do all the legwork for Art Round Tennessee, and they're the ones that actually make all of our things happen that we do throughout the year, and that's Jen Luna, Emma Levitz, and Maya Matthews, who all three do an incredible job working very hard for Art Round Tennessee.
Y'all are so busy planning and putting on this event. Do you have time to make anything for it? Are you showcasing your work in Art Prowl this year?
So I'm not showcasing my work as an Art Prowler. Now, I will be in the Silver Fern, so I'll be in there for her in Bree Flora's gallery there for November. So I will have work in there. But I'll be at World Foods. We do have a bunch of limited edition T-shirts this year made by a local artist. So I will tell you to come by World Foods and see me, and I've got a T-shirt for you.
I love T-shirts. I'm so glad y'all got the T-shirts. Is this a new thing?
It is. So we've had T-shirts in the past, and they were just basic Art Prowl T-shirts, but this is the first year that we put a call out for art for a design contest, and one of our emerging artists won the contest, and her design is on the shirts. And so we're very excited. We hope we can continue doing that.
And what types of art can people expect to find? You have 80-plus artists.
Yes.
What are we going to see?
We have a wide range of mediums. Of course, we have painters and a lot of ceramics and fibers and a little bit of wood, a little bit of glass, digital art. What am I forgetting?
I think there's everything.
Everything.
I think there's
a little bit of everything.
I think there is. Yeah, and that's again, why I say, you know, If you're not sure what kind of art you like, go check it out, because I can assure you one of those 85 artists have something that you're going to enjoy.
And will people be able to buy the art, or is this just a scenic tour?
Oh, it's definitely for sale. Yes. Yes. Please come find something as a Christmas gift or a gift to yourself that you would, yeah, it's all for sale, and support your local artist.
And it's a prowl, but you can go in whatever order you want, right?
Oh, that's right. We'll have a map in our brochure with all the stops on there, and so you can start and go in order, or you can go whatever order you want, stop and eat dinner, get a drink, just have a good time.
And it's on the weekend, so people can just hang out, take their time.
Exactly, yeah. And you got 2 days to hit all the stops, so.
And if you want to get, you know, a unique Christmas gift for loved ones, there is no better gift than handmade art. There's no better gift.
Especially from here, likely using materials even sourced from here, right?
Yes, a lot of our artists use locally sourced materials, yeah.
Well, if people want to find y'all online, where can they find you? Website, Instagram, everything?
Yes, it's all under artroundtennessee.com. Yes, and we have Facebook, Instagram, and Art Round Tennessee is our website, and so you'll find all the information on the Art Prowl on there. It has a list of our artists and where they will be placed.
And remind the folks, once again, the dates and the times of Art Prowl 2022.
November 11th and 12th. On the Friday the 11th, it's 3 to 8, and on the 12th, it's 10 to 6.
Thank you all so much. We are so lucky to have you guys in the studio today. And putting on Art Prowl this year. Do not miss Art Prowl. And thank you for tuning in to Local Matters.
Thank you.
Thank you.